But I mean, I think that's one. I mean, I can dive right into the rumor side of things. I mean, that is essentially what.
Yeah, I'm trying to dispel rumors.
What's up, guys? Mike Perrin here from the Tahlah Daily Tribune and Sierra Sun. Again, joined by Rob Galloway here in the studio. Unprecedented times call for unprecedented podcasts. A different way of ingesting media out there. I mean, everybody's doing it, being innovative, trying to stay positive, and we've come up with this as a daily way to take in some of the news out there and always keeping a positive spin on it.
Yeah, and we don't know exactly how long, you know, this might just be, you know, just for the time frame for what we deal with as far as the coronavirus, COVID-19 goes, but it's all along the lines of that. We've just been getting so much news, fast and furious, and there's so much out there on social media that, you know, is not true, or people just need to know where to go to get the right news. So we're just trying to give you some of this little daily nuggets. This isn't supposed to be anything that's, you know, long in duration. It's just to recap some of the things that we're hearing, that we're understanding, to make sure people know that we're doing the best we can to give you information as it comes to us and as we're able to prove it and make sure that we're vetting it for our community.
And you can always find more in-depth analysis of these tidbits that we're talking about on articles from the Tahlah Daily Tribune and the Sierra Sun. So right. Google those online. Take it away, Rob, with right. Some of the factual stuff out
well,
there.
Well, I mean, one of the things that we saw on social media, and this was really yesterday, we saw a big rumor flying around there. And, you know, whether or not it's true or not, we can't necessarily prove it yet, but there was something out there being thrown around on social media that there was a confirmed COVID-19 case in El Dorado County. And we were told by Barton that they will not be the entity that will be notifying us in any of these cases, that this information is going to come from the county. And we have not had any indication from the county. We have reached out in multiple ways with multiple people, and we have not heard them confirm this case to us. So we're awaiting that confirmation from the county. But before they officially make this announcement, we're not going to report it because we don't know what those rumors are. There's probably some facts to this. I mean, we knew it was only a matter of time, but until we actually get that confirmation, we're just not going to report it.
Yeah. I'll carry it away with some of the other fun stuff out there.
Well, I mean, some of this news isn't fun. I mean, we need to make sure that we're not kidding ourselves here.
No.
But the whole thing for us to navigate through this COVID-19 situation, especially for Tahoe, is we're right on the state line. So we have, you know, California, Nevada, not everybody's singing the same tune. You know, as an example, California called for the closure of bars, nightclubs, wineries, et cetera. Nevada doesn't have that in place right now. And so when you think about right across the state line, you know, we've seen casinos closing down on the Vegas Strip. Tahoe has casinos. For now, they are open. They have not been mandated by the state to close, but there are restrictions that have been put into place from the Gaming Control Board for Nevada, and those include no more than 3 chairs at each table. Each machine, at a minimum, needs to be cleaned and sanitized every 2 hours. People cannot serve themselves from the buffet, as that kind of goes without, right? Mm-hmm. It makes sense. If the buffets are open. And then the gaming floor needs to operate under the CDC guidelines for COVID-19. So those are put in place for the casinos that they said, I think it's in parentheses or whatever, it says choose to remain open. So those Vegas casinos that we are seeing, those have been, they weren't mandatory. They've closed down on their own.
Here's one for you. Sent to me 3 minutes ago via official press release, Lakeside Inn taking the lead here in Tahoe.
Wow.
And closing down Tuesday at 5 p.m. The casino cage, the floor, all of it.
Everything, huh?
Right here. We got it 3 minutes ago
news.
As recording.
Well, by the time we push this podcast out, it probably will be breaking.
So Tuesday at 5 p.m., Lakeside Inn will be closing, Stacy Noyce says.
Wow. I mean, good for them. You know,
somebody's got to take the charge.
Somebody's got to do it, yeah.
All right, what else do you have?
Douglas County Commission, which was scheduled to meet Thursday this week and discuss, amongst other items, that they were going to approve. We assume this is what was going to happen. But they were going to approve the findings or not approve the findings for the event center project, and it meets the goals for redevelopment area number 2, and whether or not we recommend moving forward on the redevelopment tax to help fund that. That has now been postponed. So that actually will not happen, at least for the foreseeable future. It's just TBD. So what we were hoping to get a decision on Thursday is to come at some point down the road for the event center, which is big news for Tahoe, whether or not that thing happens, because everything will come back to normal, people, and that event center is a big part of what the South Shore is possibly looking at for the future. And then one of the last things that we're going to note here is Vail Resorts. They had announced they were going to be closing for the season previously. They were just going to take a wait-and-see approach, and now it has become official. They said they may reopen late April, but we all know that's probably pie in the sky, right? I don't foresee that happening.
No.
Do you?
No.
Yeah. And this is on the heels of Alterra also closing, Sierra closing. And I mean, take your pick. Everybody's closed. I find it hard to believe anybody's going to reopen at this point. It's a possibility depending on what this Miracle March does. But we'll see. We'll see.
Well, you know what I'm off to do? I'm going to go and invest in some stock in BevMo. Because damn, that place was busy yesterday.
Oh, I bet. I bet. But yeah. So, I mean, that's really what this podcast is designed to do. Just give you some notes to take home and make sure that we know that there's chatter out there, but a lot of things we just don't know until we get confirmation. We'll try to seek that out, but we'll aim to bring you this type of information in tiny sized bites that you can digest in the morning.
All right. Thanks, Rob. You're listening to the Tahoe Talk. We'll be back tomorrow, bright and early, with your factual news all around the Tahoe Basin.